Dipti's joining us now with the papers. Let me get this right, Dipti. You're talking about the LA protest, but you're focusing on the Australian press, yes?
Yeah, they're the ones who seem to be talking about it a lot, actually, Stuart. This is from the Herald Sun today, the conservative Murdoch-owned Melbourne-based paper, which, as you see there, says, "Hell reigns in the city of angels," of course, reporting that rubber bullets and tear gas were used to disperse protesters there who are protesting about a recent spate of ICE arrests. The reason the papers are also talking about it is, this is The Guardian Australia, by the way, which is headlining on this video that went viral of an Australian reporter, Lauren Tomasi, who works for Channel 9, who was basically shot with a rubber bullet yesterday in the middle of a live cross after a guard appeared to aim in her direction. Let's see if we can show you this video here. Hopefully the sound works. Take a look.
Moving them on through the heart of LA.
You just shot the fuck off.
You can see the reporters there also getting caught up in the chaos. Channel 9 saying that the video serves as a stark reminder of the inherent dangers that journalists face, particularly when reporting in the field.
Yeah, very dangerous. What about the other press then, Dipti? What are they saying?
Well, there's an excellent cartoon that I don't seem to have for the moment, but I'll see if I can bring it up. Perhaps it's this one here. Here we go. This is from the Guardian's Ben Jennings, who's very inspired today with this excellent cartoon that really sums up, I guess, in a humorous way, the situation in LA. Straight into Compton, and you see all those ICE officers and Donald Trump there as well. But let's also go back to the Australian papers. You have The Age here today, once again talking about LA simmering, it says on its front page, as Donald Trump threatens to send troops everywhere. The paper's international editor here, Peter Hatcher, also has some interesting analysis here, writing that the confrontations we're seeing in LA are not, quote, episodic or random. They are likely, he says, the opening scenes of a new phase in U.S. history. He says the problem is not so much the principle of deporting illegal immigrants, but rather the manner in which Donald Trump is doing it, with an enthusiasm verging on bloodlust, he says. But that bloodlust also means that a lot of decisions have been taken in a very haphazard manner. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle, which publishes exclusive photos, it says, that show dozens of National Guard troops sleeping on the floor after Donald Trump rushed to deploy them to the LA. The paper saying that the whole situation appears to show that troops are wildly underprepared for what's to come. Also, Donald Trump's decision, of course, coming without the approval of California Governor Gavin Newsom, Stuart.
Meanwhile, the previous deployments of the National Guard also garnering a lot of attention in the press.
Yeah, this is from the Associated Press, which looks at the history of deploying National Guard troops to LA, generally for civil rights protests. The last time this happened was 2020, when there were nationwide protests after the police death of George Floyd. But obviously, some comparisons have also been made to 1992's LA riots, when the city was really on fire at the time after the beating death of the black man Rodney King and the acquittal of white police officers. Now, Time magazine explains that these two are not really the same, notably because Donald Trump invoked a section of the U.S. code that allows the president to call in the National Guard when regular forces are not enough. But he did so without the approval of the governor, which is mandated in the code. And furthermore, the damage in 1992 was extensive when troops were sent in. At the time when Donald Trump sent in National Guard troops, it appears that the damage was far less than that in 1992.
Let's turn France then. Politico focusing on the plight of the Franco-Algerian writer Bouelel Sansal.
That's right. The acclaimed writer, vocal critic of the Algerian regime and a dual French-Algerian citizen, was arrested last November and sentenced to 5 years in prison for undermining national unity. This happened in Algiers, the capital. His case garnered a lot of attention here in France, which accused Algeria of using him as a political pawn, because indeed diplomatic relations between France and Algeria have deteriorated since last year, when France recognized Morocco's sovereignty of the disputed Western Sahara. Now, it appears that this writer sort of got caught up in those political tensions. Now, supporters of the writer are turning to European authorities to intervene, because Sansal has been in and out of hospital since his arrest. He's suffering from cancer. There are real concerns about his whereabouts, about his access to communication and his access to medical care. So far, efforts to lobby the Algerian government have not been fruitful, Stuart.
Here to France still. Authorities planning to use the hit Netflix series Adolescence. This is to teach students about toxic masculinity.
Yeah, that's right. Authorities are indeed planning to use adolescents to teach students about toxic masculinity, but also the dangers of online indoctrination. The series has been extremely popular this year since its release on Netflix. It's been viewed some 140 million times. It's garnered critical acclaim. Now, The Guardian reports that France will follow in the footsteps of the UK, the Netherlands, and the Flanders region in Belgium. The French Education Ministry plans to offer schools 5 classes based on excerpts from the series, which also sparked a global debate, you remember, Stuart, about misogynistic content and the impact it can have on teenagers.
Dipti, thanks very much. Dipti Laurent there with the papers here on France 24.